From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to 237, with more than 300 wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets, condemning Al-Shabaab, the militant group which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent, but the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. On Sunday, hundreds of residents marched to the scene of the attack, condemning the militant group. Hundreds were wounded, as we indicated, including VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Kadir Mohamed Abdulle. Abdulle sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and burns throughout his body, but he was in good spirits as he spoke to VOA about his condition. The Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the president believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff because the deadline for leaving has already passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area by midnight Saturday local time, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. This is VOA News.